And those who at the higher levels of government who do not comply with our orders, the lawful orders of the de jure grand juries, will be removed from office. They have 3 days to be absorbed back into the de jure office, the appropriate respective de jure office. And there's a total of 14 days for our emissaries to return the covenant of office back to the de jure grand juries. In fact, it'll come to the guardian elders so that we make sure certain things are centralized. And then it's done. And many of them, when you see the distribution we have planned, you'll see that many of them will jump on board because, as Tom pointed out, the glory will be going to the public officials. We have things planned for them that will make their life politically enhanced beyond anything they could have undertaken without us. There will be other things happening behind the scenes. Flags will change very quietly. Websites will change to reflect, for instance, California instead of state of California. Business cards will be changed. Secretaries of states will be commissioned to provide certain identifications locally for vehicles and for people, not for persons. All the things, in fact, there was an administrative process I designed, I would say 3 years ago at this point, that we were going to implement with all of the sheriffs. But it never, and I spoke about it on the air, and that's when I started promising we would have a solution, but I never brought it forth because it never felt like it was fully prepared.